Dr. Armstrong picked up the glass and carefully tasted the drink.
No, it's poison, he said.
He smelt the bottle on the table.
That's all right, he said.
You mean Marston put the poison in the drink himself?
Lombard said.
Bloor said, He killed himself? How strange.
Vera said slowly,
He was so full of life. He was enjoying himself. When he came down the hill in his car, he looked... Oh, I can't explain.
Is there any other possibility?
Asked Dr. Armstrong.
We all saw him pour his drink from the bottle.
Slowly, everyone shook their heads.
Marston wasn't the type of man who kills himself, said Bloor thoughtfully.
I agree, Dr. Armstrong said.
He and Lombard carried Marston's body to his bedroom and covered him with a sheet. When they came downstairs, the others were standing nervously in a group. It was after midnight, but nobody wanted to go to bed. Rogers went to check his wife.
She's sleeping beautifully, he told the doctor. I'll just tidy everything and then I'll go to bed too.
The others went slowly upstairs. Each of them locked their bedroom door. In his bedroom, Mr. Justice Wargrave was thinking about Edward Seaton. Seaton was a pleasant-looking man with fair hair and blue eyes. Llewellyn tried to prove too much, and Matthews defended him well. It was clear that people liked Seaton. They weren't sure that he was really a murderer. But then the judge spoke, and that made the difference. The judge smiled to himself.
Yes, I did it, he thought, as he climbed into bed.